I've never used it. That's the reason I didn't even think of it.
Well, if you'll watch the newspaper ads, Dodge has a car now they call a catch cold, and it's really kind of funny because that's what it's, this is the source of it.
Uh-huh.
They catch cold. And your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And if a child's parents were dead, you'd say that child is a
orphan.
And if the court then might have to appoint a
guardian.
And all the people related to you, you'd call them your
relatives.
And you're talking about someone, say, she might have my name and look a lot like me, but as far as I know, she is
not kin to me.
And the two sisters of Lazarus in the Bible, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mary and Martha.
Yeah. And in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nelly. No, is that it?
Yeah, sure. And then a goat, a male goat, might be called a... A boy's name is William.
Oh, the billy goat, of
okay.
course. And the female is the nanny goat.
Okay. And then the first book of the New Testament is...
Matthew.
Yeah. And then an untrained part-time minister who really, and a person of kind of in low respect, not because he isn't educated but because he, there might be some questionable about his...
We just call him a Jake Leg Preacher.
Okay. Okay. Now, how is it pronounced?
Jake Leg Preacher.
Okay. And did you ever use that for a carpenter?
Yes, Jake Leg Carpenter.
And anything else?
Anything that's just, it's not really a professional.
Okay.
We just call it Jake Leg.
Now, what other kinds of things could it be besides a carpenter and a preacher? Would you ever use it with a doctor?
No.
How about a lawyer?
No. Well, you might but you don't find people practicing law anymore.
How about teachers?
Well,
there was a time, you know, now I've interviewed people, mm-hmm. you know, who said that they just finished the eighth grade, but they got lifetime teaching.
Yeah, well, but we just don't have them anymore like that.
But you wouldn't call a person like, you probably wouldn't use, how about a mechanic?
Yes, but you could call a car mechanic if he just...
Yeah.
I call them when they do a little dab of everything, you know, sort of.
Exactly.
But they're not really professional. But now, because sometimes when you use Jake Leg, you are not denoting inability to perform.
Just a lack of
proficient.
Formal training.
Yeah. But in the case of a Jake Leg preacher, mm-hmm. when that term is used to a preacher,
yeah.
it doesn't denote anything very pleasing to
yeah,
the person.
Sure, I see. And then if you're say you're talking to your children and your brother's married and the children never seen his wife before, you might say to your children, now this is your uncle and here is
his wife
and
she's your aunt.
Okay. And then MacArthur, if you talk about MacArthur, you call him
General.
General
MacArthur.
Yeah, and then the man from Kentucky who makes the fried chicken.
Oh, Colonel Sanders.
Okay, and then on a basketball team, they appoint a...
Captain.
Yeah. Now, how else is that word used, captain? Does that...
In the Army, as an Army officer.
Ever used in the neighborhood now for someone they ever call
him
captain?
This yeah. used to be very common around here to call people captain or cap as a... to signify distinction,
uh-huh.
you know. But it isn't used as much now as it used to be.
Okay. How about a man who presides over a trial?
The judge.
And a person in school is a...
A student?
Yeah. And a woman who takes dictation and handles correspondence?
Secretary.
All right. And the members of the city council, say in La Follette, they'd be called...
Councilman.
Now, what is a squire? You know, I've seen that
okay.
in a couple of places up here. What is that?
He's the member of the quarterly county court.
Uh-huh.
That's what our squires are.
Now, and that's in Claiborne County, I guess.
Yes.